Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J Okerson. And welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
Every time we're in the lobby, I'm always like, oh, that's not a show here. Like Jenny McCarthy, they'll just show like big pictures of people that you're like, oh, they're gone.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the front desk lady runs me and Dan down like we're fucking piece of shit fucking custodians.
Dude, I love it. We can't catch a break here. Even now, they're like, who are you guys? And we're like, can we have our own studio?
You have to get the app or that's it. It's over.
Did she say that today? She didn't say that today, did she?
No. I've been working here, guys, remember, for 10 years.
Remember now.
R.I.P.
Christine's getting our guest, I believe, right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little drop-in random guest.
This will be fun.
He can only...
Is he hanging for the whole show?
No, he can only hang for like 50 minutes.
Oh, he's got to go at 6?
6:30? He's getting picked up from his hotel?
He's getting picked up at 6:30.
Yeah, I don't know what for. Remember, this is fancy. He's fancy now. I don't know what he's doing.
Really?
Yeah, he's got to be going someplace high class.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
Do you want to guess? I bet he's meeting a celebrity for dinner.
Me too. You think he's doing a private party for Ghislaine Maxwell?
Oh, in her cell?
Let's start just making up and accusing Nate of doing secretive rich guy things we don't know about.
Oh, Illuminati stuff?
Just really goes, I heard you're performing for 10 old men in robes.
I heard he's meeting up with Pete and Kim Kardashian to see Staten Island Squid Game.
Dude, they're out and about now, huh? Kim. Now they're like making out in public and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, la, la, la.
I tell you, I don't know if everyone listening will know who I'm talking about here, but for the Skanks fans, you fucking know. Do you know Harrington and goddamn Alex have been a couple for months? And it made me so happy. Alex from Skanks, she's from Skanks, and Harrington.
I feel like I should have known that.
Well, we've always wanted it for so long, and it was never a thing. And then now it is a thing. It's so cool.
Oh my God.
And also, how good did it make you feel for Harrington? Because over in the Gas Digital universe, Mike Harrington is a producer over there for a long time. Long time Gas Digital employee.
Yeah.
And Dylan is a newer guy. Dylan plays basketball with me on Tuesdays too. Dylan's a great kid. He's like 24. He's dating Corinne Fisher, well, which is hilarious.
Let's explain this to our guest when he comes in here. Because this thing is
sure.
The thing you're saying.
Well, he's the Alex Harrington won't mean anything to him.
No, you just, explain the Dylan Harrington thing.
Oh, yes, but I'll just say that, like...
him knowing Lewis, we can explain Harrington as Lewis's new Martin.
Yeah. Well, we'll tell you, it doesn't matter to tell you now that Harrington won the thing, but in front of, like, we didn't know. I was like, dude, I had to feel good, dude. Like, and talk, what I do want to talk to Nate about is the funny of Dylan being a young 24-year-old man who's dating 12 years older, Corinne.
Yeah. Oh, and don't even say what you're going to say.
And just the differences of having to deal with, like...
Because lost, there's a lot of stuff there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because this boxing stuff, DJ Lou, was very fun. During the day,
you just loved it.
So I called Lou. I called Lou while I was there.
Ellis Mania, they did musical chairs fighting. And it's very fun. There's our guest. Whoa. There's our guest.
Hell yeah, buddy.
Look at that, dude. Whoa. Space age golf clothes. Welcome to the show.
We might as well be golfing on the moon. Beep, boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop, boop. Welcome to the show, Nate Barghetsi.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
Good to see you, man.
I know. I'm so excited. I was very... Laura said hello.
Oh, yeah.
Bar.
Just two ladies at home during the day.
Just two.
Yeah, Jay, me and Laura.
Yeah, we really were. Just two. Like, you want to come over and watch Mari? Sure. Yeah. I could do my knitting there.
She did. I mean, yeah, he saved her. He saved her life.
Saved her life from radon poisoning.
They got multiple fights with land.
Yeah, back-to-back John Woo style fist fights.
I mean, big fights.
Dude, just Nate comes home and goes, why is there dead doves in here? She goes, sorry, we had to have a John Woo fight with the upstairs neighbor.
Got a little woo this weekend.
Yeah. Kurt calls from Kurt Metzger. He's like, I need to go to the airport now. And just, I think Laura drove him that day.
Whenever I go by the Queens Mall, that's how I always know I'm near by your guys' old place.
Yeah.
And I was coming home from JFK like 2 weeks ago and drove by from San Diego and just saw the hill that I walked up.
Yeah.
That I always think about you falling down on the ice.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it's the fate. Well, you know who walked up at that one? Who just got married, I saw he posted. Bob Biggerstaff.
Oh, really?
Remember Bob?
Yeah.
And then he came over one day and he didn't know about the hill. And Bob was furious when he got to the hotel.
And that hill is
because he had to come from the subway.
Yeah, well,
the walk I would do.
The subway, you got a hill. Then you got to turn right, and you have what can only be described as like your toes might touch your shins is how diagonal you're walking.
The way to go was up by the gas station where you could walk over the train tracks.
No, but that's the hill. That's still a hill.
Yeah, that's the other one.
No, that's the one.
Oh.
What sucks about where me and Nate lived was once you tackle that hill, you go over the walking bridge and you're like, all right, we're out of the deep waters now.
Yeah.
Then you turn right and realize that me and Nate then again live up a very steep hill also.
And it's so steep that when Jay slid, he slid fast.
Fast like and it far.
Yeah. It wasn't like a little, like eventually he's going to stop. It's like he might go into the fence.
All the way down.
I really only stopped because of just the lack of snow from cars turning on that thing. Yeah. I basically just kind of crunched into asphalt.
That's like a water park. You know when you see those big guys? I think I knew a guy once as a big fella, and he went through down the slide with his kids, and they went, like there's a wooden fence. They went past, I mean, way past where you're supposed to be. Like, he just was so big that he popped out and just, I mean, concrete, grass, wood fence, goes, smashes through that.
How do you pop out of that so fast?
He's so far that they were like, where did you come from? Like, that's how.
If I told this before, I apologize, or stop me, Dan, if you remember this, but my friend Ed, back in South Jersey, when I lived there, he was Ed Gentile, great name. He was Italian already, but
I mean,
really wanted to be much more Italian even than he was.
Did he want to go by Eddie?
Yes. And he went pro also in this and that. Like, now he's just like a total soccer fan and tans and just goes to Italy a lot.
Does he kiss you twice?
I haven't seen him in...
Ah,
nah. I haven't seen him in 20 years, probably, but like, at least. But he was just like... He's great. You know, I mean, he was like, he was our buddy, but he was like your buddy that you also knew, like, yeah, he's like dumb about this kind of dumb shit. He's very big on like trying to impress people with nonsense.
Sure.
Yeah.
Was his personality type, if I had to say.
Soder.
And we went,
right here.
My mom, we moved, we lived on like, that's a golf course,
mm-hmm.
you know, where my mom lives. And so it's got all these big hills. And she does. So sledding over there was great. But one time it was like more like icy snow. It was like, it was all ice. And we wanted to go sledding. We didn't have a sled, so someone had a boogie board, you know, like the wax bottom boogie board.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, oh, we'll just do it on this. And then when we get there and see this ice hill, essentially, we go, okay, it's going to be fun, but here's what we got to do. When you start getting down like the middle of the hill, start punching the ground, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like whatever, just step to the ground, just to slow yourself a little bit so we, at the bottom, we will catch you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like four of us, you know, we'll
stop
you.
Y'all don't think to drag your feet?
Yeah, punching the ground?
Yeah, you're like, what if we break our...
I don't think we would have done anything. I honestly don't think that...
But if you drag your feet, it just seems safer than throwing your wrist into the guys. Jam your wrist into the ice.
Yeah.
And snap them off.
You can put your bottom of your feet just to drag your feet.
But as you say that, all we really need you to do is honestly...
Grab it with your claws. Claws out.
If you would just tap the ground, you were just slowing you down enough that you're still coming in hot.
Yeah.
We have to grab you. And Ed was a guy who goes, I'm going... And he goes like to the top part we were always going to. And then he goes like... Fuck it, I'm gonna go the whole way. And we're like, dude, it's gonna be too fast.
Furious.
Shut up. And he goes, and he comes over the ridge, and his face is like, And then we go, oh, he's tapping. We go, all right, he's starting to tap now, so he should be slowing down. And then he's getting closer. We see he's like pushing him. He's like giving himself more crank.
Yeah.
And he's coming so fast that we're like, all of us know, like, we're going to hurt ourselves if we try to stop him. So we just move out of the way. And he goes in the hedge and lands under a bridge on a frozen creek.
He was
head was
the
all
hedge.
Fucked up. We had to take him to the hospital, dude. His face was all. I remember how angry he was, too. He's a very vain guy. And I remember, so funny, my friend Little Jay was over. And we had gone to a Sixers game a couple days before. And they get one of the, you know, it was Jerry Stackhouse mask night. Yeah. It was like a big paper mask to put on. And when Ed would like come over with his face, he looked like a Chinese person on one side. His eye was like a little slit. And he would just sit there and go, hey, you guys want to do that? And Little Jay would just be like, oh, I can't. He just put the Jerry Stackhouse. of all people, Jerry Stackhouse. Yeah.
He's a Vandy's coach.
That's fun.
I would like to see y'all go through the hedges to go get him.
Yeah.
Y'all just have to be like just climbing through.
No, we went to the bridge.
Oh.
We went to the bridge over
talk
the
creek. Down
cre-
to him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Was he just laying on the ice?
Yeah.
He's like bleeding.
He's laying on the ice bleeding. And we're like, what's wrong with you, dude?
Yeah.
What do you do? Why would you do that?
Yeah. He goes, yeah, come on, guys. That was so fast.
Why didn't y'all stop me?
Yeah. Was that it? Was
the
that
best,
the first?
Dude, he used to lie and say he had. So that. When Little Jay was holding the Jerry Stackhouse mask over his face and he was getting pissed off, he goes, he's like, yo, I gotta go. Merlino's outside. Now, Joey Merlino was, you can bring up a picture of Joey Merlino. Skinny Joey Merlino was like the head of the Philadelphia Mafia. Younger guy. They were very violent mafia.
Like legit mafia.
Yeah. But I mean like clowns. Like the Philadelphia Mafia fell apart. But these are guys who just like, they just did illegal shit, and they were the Philadelphia Mafia, and they were Italian, and hung out in South Philly. But, Joey Merlino. So he would go, he goes, I gotta go. Merlino's picking me up. He just always swore he knew him, but would never come. I mean, it's great things, like, you know, making fun of somebody who does it all the time. He goes, I know, you guys want to go to the coffee shop to see Merlino? I'm like, shut up, dude. Then he was having an excuse why we couldn't go. But he goes, Merlino, and the best thing was the next day, when we saw him and his face was all out there, and he goes, oh, his brother Bob was like, oh, hey, man, sorry I didn't like, his brother was like a hippie kid. He's like, sorry I didn't pop in and say hi when I picked up Ed yesterday. And Ed's like, he's like, I thought Merlino picked you. He was supposed to.
There's two things. Number, the first thing I'm thinking about is lying about going to hang out with someone and then not hanging means he's just in a room quiet, like, well, they think I'm hanging out. And number two, having a brother that's not into the Italian thing when you're into the Italian thing is the funniest.
Bob couldn't care.
Him just
all.
Coming in, he goes, hey, I'm Bob. And he's like, it's Bobby! What are you doing at the mama?
He kisses him on both cheeks. He's like, all right, man.
You're God. Killing your mother!
He goes,
out there in the streets.
What are you talking about? I work at Circuit City. Can you leave me alone?
Yeah, Bob didn't give a shit. But Ed was the one, I definitely told this story before when he made the video. He showed him trying to feed his brother Bob had a Burmese python. I've told you this. And Ed with a stupid voice. The video, this video was covered. If it still existed, it would be viral. But it was a video chest, and he's like, Ed's such a lunkhead. He takes the big white rat to a Burmese python.
Yeah.
And he goes, eat, you fucking cocksucker. Come on, eat. He's like, and he's taking a live rat, and he's like, eventually he's like kind of hitting the snake with it, like hitting him. He's like, come on. He's fucking, he goes, oh, he's getting fired up over here. He's getting fired. And one, you know, the snakes, like they move super slow at first.
Until they strike.
He's like, oh, this guy's getting fired. He goes, they go so fast and quiet. And he goes, oh, oh, oh. And then it cuts, like, you know, they hit stop, and then he goes, I guess he told him to start recording again. Now, so just in an instant, it goes from that snap to it's coiled three times around his arm. He's like, oh, this fuck is, he's tight. And his mom's going, Eddie, what's happening? We are gonna kill it. Like, and then you hear Bob like, don't kill my snake.
Dude.
Don't kill it. It's Eddie's fault.
What happened to that tape?
Oh, he's got it. They would seem like they'd be people that would put it up.
Please reach out for the first time in 20 years just to find that.
No, I've talked to him on like social media and stuff.
Oh, ask him if he has that tape.
Yeah.
I wonder if the rat is still alive. The rat's like, I made it. That was one of the best days of my life.
He goes, seriously, sometimes you just slip right through the bars.
Yeah, that was like a presidential pardon.
Yeah. I don't know, just kind of chaos happened, and then I got out of there, and I've been living under their house since. I have a family of 48.
To not live in a jungle and have a story of getting bit by a Burmese python and a raptor, like, you just shouldn't. But also, like, if you're in America, like, you just shouldn't. Like, that should never be a thing that you can talk about.
But him being close and being like, oh, looks like he's getting...
There's probably a name in comedy for it that I don't know. That's just like the thing, like the funny, like the humor of like such a huge, impactful thing being so quick and silent. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like when someone just gets like, you know,
it's the best.
You know, they do a thing like a ninja like swings a sword really fast and you go, you missed. And then like the hand falls off and you go, ah! You know, that kind of react. That's exactly what it was. It was so fast. He's just going like, look at this cocksucker, you fucking faggot ass python. Like, he's just teasing it.
Yeah.
And it's just like that slow. I was like looking at him. He's like, oh, yeah, he's getting all pissed off now. It was just such a short, like, little. And it was so big. This huge mouth.
It's such a delay. That's like when you see someone get hit, like watching the UFC fight this weekend. Like, so he got poked in the eye.
Oh, yeah.
And when they do it in slow motion, it takes a minute for the person to even, you see them get hit in the eye, then they go, everything's fine, then they're like, slow grabbing the eye.
When Covington went up for his eye, he was like, because he took the first one, he's like, that's fine. No.
Yeah.
I like when they slow it down, you see, because you're like, dude, stop trying to get your breath and just fight. And you see, it's like, the guy's like finger goes to the knuckle, like through his skull. Yeah. Like,
this weekend, he like scraped his eyeball with, like, sideways.
Well, the slow-mo things for me in UFC fights was when they showed Usman hit him and he knocks out Covington, but he was still on his feet going to the ground and he's like, the same face. He's like,
Did you see Frank Edgar's face?
Oh, yeah, when he got kicked?
Yeah, there's a picture of it. They show it.
Frankie Edgar gets kicked.
Right when he gets kicked, his face looks...
It's melting.
Yeah, it's melting. It's like a frown. It looks fake.
Christine, look up Frankie Edgar's face
mush.
Kick.
I'm a mush, dude. I'm telling you, Frankie Edgar, a couple years back...
Philly guy.
No. Long Island, I think.
Robbie. Yeah.
Same thing.
Frankie Edgar was at the Cellar one night, and I was like, oh, shit, dude, big fan. I was going over to say I was a fan. And he told me, he's like, Big J, dude, what's up, man? And he was like, he was super, and I was like, oh, hell yeah. Frankie Edgar knows who I am.
Yeah.
Hasn't won since. In fact, two devastating knockouts.
Did you, when you meet him, did you just hear this noise? Did you just hear?
It's probably, it's at the very top. The very top was the picture.
Oh, I thought it was a picture.
Well, right there. So if you, I don't even
know. It looks like a Simpsons character.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it looks crazy.
We'll tweet it out, the Bonfire SXM. It's his face being wrapped around this guy's front
foot. You don't even see his front chin. Foot. It's like his chin foot. Is getting pushed above his mouth. Yeah.
Wow.
How do you go eat after that? Like, he's got to go out dinner with his family.
And he's like, ow.
He's like, what's the soup today?
Do you guys got any, like, potatoes mashed?
He looks like a prosthetic character, like, face.
Yeah, he looks like a Dick Tracy villain.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to, like, what does it look like? Yellow bastard from Sin City.
Yeah. Hey, Pelican face. You're after Dick Tracy? Yeah, dude, that's, the slow-mo thing is always funny because when you're watching UFC, it's like, and everyone's like, oh, that's what it is. And then in slow-mo, you just see their hand coming over and then reacting to me like, it's the best.
I like when they miss, when people cheer, and then in slow-mo, you're like, he missed the whole.
Dude,
that happens all the time.
That's like Yankee fans with pop-ups.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever go to a Yankees game, whenever there's a pop fly, all Yankees fans are like, home run, bro, home run. Yeah. And then it gets caught at the track. Like, come on, guys.
Caught in second base. It's an infield fly rule. You're like, oh, man, I misjudged that one.
Yeah, he's already out.
Yeah. Was Dave sitting behind Rogan at this?
Dave
Smith.
He went to it?
I don't know. I thought I saw someone tweet that.
Was he not at Skankfest?
I mean, if Dave Smith left Skankfest to go to UFC, you're saying you don't think he did now because you don't want to believe that.
No, I thought it might have been a joke someone made.
It probably is a joke. I'll tell you what, Dave, he would have done that. I mean, he's literally wants to be home. Like, I don't think he's coming back for UFC.
Because back at the Garden.
Did you go to it, Nate?
The fight?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you just watched it?
I just watched it. Great, UFC, you can pause it. Like, we order it, and then you just go watch it when you get off stage.
I love that.
Because we miss everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went home after the night of Skankfest to watch the fight.
Yeah.
On ESPN Plus. It was very easy.
Yeah, Dan called tonight about 8 p.m. every night.
Really?
No, I didn't. I just didn't go to goddamn Comedy Jam last night because I wanted to watch the 49ers game, the replay of the 49ers game, and eat dinner and go to bed.
Oh.
And he was mad.
I just didn't go.
But, you could have just not went there. Yeah, saved yourself all the trouble.
Just saved, I wish I was there. I was following along.
What is this, Christine?
Huh? Oh, I just had that.
Oh, okay. It keeps coming up, and I'm like,
"What's very fun, very
no,
very
that's,
fun."
It's the jams, yeah. The next thing.
They've done they did an incredible job in Houston. It was like one huge venue, and they blocked off the streets. They had porta potties and stuff. It was fucking cool, dude.
Yeah, that's
great. Your fucking first few takeaways of it.
What?
Yeah. He goes, "Oh, it was great, huge place."
I'm letting Nate porta potties as a friend of I'm giving him the schematics, schematics of it.
Shows were outside too, right?
No, there was one in a tent, but it was like a covered tent outside. Yeah. It was fucking awesome.
It was amazing.
Every venue was fucking very fun.
How many shows did y'all do?
700.
Yeah,
there were 70 shows total. Over the weekend, right?
I think like 75, yeah.
Yeah, 70.
I mean, in just that space.
It went from 12 to 2 a.m. in four rooms, and we had shows like every...
And they would just be going.
Yeah, you'd go, literally, you'd do a show, go hang out with comics in like a green room or go outside the street, get food, and then you'd just go to like walk.
Pop in and...
Yeah, we had food trucks.
And do another set.
Yeah.
You know, enough people are coming in and out that they don't... Would you do different time?
I did... the two stand-up sets that I did, I did one joke in both, but besides that, the other two, they were all completely
different. How long did you do?
15. Oh. I did 10 on one and 15 on another.
Yeah, that's the best.
Now, it's like the live podcast that we're doing.
Then we did a bonfire with Lewis.
I mean, Ellis Mania was like a 2.5 hour thing twice.
I would have watched it. Nate, I'll try to follow it on that.
Nate, let me tell you right now, Ellis Mania was the most fun thing that kept me there during the day.
Yeah.
The first day Jay and I watched, Lewis dressed up as a pinata and four fans tried to fight him. And then Jason Ellis and two former UFC fighters protected Lewis.
Joe Bond and Eddie Jackson.
Yeah.
And then Lewis just started going after people.
Yeah.
He was just trying to walk down fans. It was so much fun.
Jason Ellis, that's what I said too at one point. Jason Ellis is covered head to toe in tattoos, face tattoos, gold teeth, and just like that. Like, and he has to calm down Lewis. Like, he makes a thing every time. He's like, "Lewis, these are your fans. Like, what are you doing? Like, why are you trying? You're trying
to
hurt this guy."
Dude, they paid for this.
Literally, people were saying, "He goes, dude, people paid for this. Stop hurting."
But
them.
I think that's what you're paying for. You're paying for the Lewis experience.
You are.
And that's where
no one had a problem with it. It's just saying, but Jason Ellis is funny because he's like, he's the guy who runs Ellis Mania and the old like, "Hey, don't be a pussy. Get in here and throw hands a little bit." And then he's kind of like, "All right, Lewis," but like, within reason, dude.
Dude,
like,
it was
come on. But you're trying to go with this guy.
Is Ellis like a real fighter?
No,
he's done a couple pro fights.
He's done pro fights. He's a former professional skateboarder. He's the fucking man. We did his podcast. He's so cool. But we did.
Dude, he rules. Jason Ellis rules.
So we were, before you came on the show, we were talking about how Lewis, you know Mike Harrington, Lewis's producer, his new Martin.
Yeah.
He fought another producer at Gas Digital.
I think I saw them.
Dylan.
Yeah.
He's like a young, cool, he plays basketball with Jay.
Yeah.
He's dating Corinne Fisher.
He's dating Corinne Fisher.
Who's 12 years older than him.
Wow.
And he's like,
it's good for Corinne. Good for Dylan.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. It's just that the dynamic of that is got to be a little rough because Harrington went out there and he's been secretly with his girl for years, or years, months, a couple months. They've been together. No one knew. She works Gas Digital too, Alex. Yeah. And they've been a couple, but Harrington looked like he had nothing to lose as far as like...
I bet on him. I bet Ralph $100 because I was like, he's Rocky.
Yeah.
He's got nothing. This is it. This guy wants this so bad.
But we thought he had nothing. And everyone was like, and Corinne's going to be all like slick in the shorts if Dylan comes out here and puts one on Harrington. And Harrington just won pretty handily.
I mean, he won to the point that...
He did the right move. He did exactly what I don't know shit about fighting, and I would have coached him the same way. I'm like, Dylan's young and all energy. He's young. You know what I mean? And like thin and everything. I'm like, he's just like... But he's going to come out and try to swing. And he just swung like 1,000 punches in the first...
Yeah, he just
like,
covered up. And he
2 minutes. And Harrington just literally... You could see him smiling underneath his box. Because I think Lewis told him to do that as a plan. And I think he was like, oh my God, he is doing it. He's burning himself. And then Dylan
He's hitting with his wrist.
Yeah, Dylan had nothing
left. There's videos of it because he's just like,
Dylan had nothing left after that. And then it
got to the point where.
He did get punched in the dick, though, in fairness.
He did get punched in the dick. And then the funniest part was he was so gassed, he didn't want to do it anymore. He didn't want to come out of the corner.
He was so gassed digital.
But he made this noise where he goes, I don't want, like that, you know?
And oh, really?
He
did you hear that?
He cried. He was like,
cried?
He was like, you got to come out, mate. You got to come out. He's like, oh, like that.
Oh, it was funny when he got shitty with Ellis. That's right. He was like, he's like, you can't take breaks in the middle of the round.
He goes, time out. Time out. Because he was gassed. And also, Harrington was hitting him in the body.
Yeah.
So that taxes you, and then you can't breathe as good. And he's like, dude, but just your 12-year younger boyfriend when you're Corinne, just there with a cigarette in a holder, and she goes, he's losing it. Yeah. Like, oh, wow!
You made us
look, mommy!
You made us look like nincompoops out there.
Yeah, listen, lover. Young lover.
Well, you could see, that's what makes it so good, though, is because you're seeing people fight that don't have the stamina and can't do it.
Yes.
Lewis looked good. Like, just some of the videos, when he was at the piano... Pinata?
Yeah.
No, Lewis is learning like Lewis how to fight. Lewis can legitimately. Yeah. I mean, he's.
What happened to him?
He's more skilled in fighting than any average human being he would encounter.
Yeah, what was him and Ellis? Like,
it went pretty even. They did a minute, and it went pretty even. Then they gave him a 30 seconds, and then Ellis pressed him a couple times, and I was like, oh, there it is.
It looked a little scary when he turned it on a bit, Ellis, but like Lewis hung it.
Lewis's face.
Is like, really knows how to fight.
He's fought before.
He's just done it more than Lewis.
Yeah, but he. Lewis is watching your friend's face when you have your friend's faces
and you know he took it, one
when he goes, like the way he had his face when Ellis was throwing, he's like,
yeah.
He was scrunching his face up. He was like, okay, all right, doggy. Oh.
Kim Kong and Ally Makovsky, both fucking such cool fucking chicks, but
Ally Makovsky's just sitting there.
Kim lumped her up pretty good, and she quit.
But Kim had taken less.
Ally Makovsky did it for like this isn't a fucking. What was cool to watch? It was cool to watch in that thing was, and it's actually so we could tell this together, because there was that girl that was next to us, very cute girl, in just wearing like a very girly, like button down white sweater and jeans. And they were doing the musical chairs, like, let's get the girls to do musical chairs. Now, the girls that want to fight. He said, we weren't even going to do this, but there's so many girls here. They're like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
They went Skank fans were like,
her boyfriend was like, all right, you know, go ahead. Cute, cute girl. And she got down the wire, and she was in a scrap at one point. I mean, taking shots and turn, and then almost, like, quit maybe. But like, when the ref was like, she want to quit? And she was like, no. And she kept getting in there. When she came off, she was so, like, she lost.
Yeah.
That thing. She was like, it's like Fight Club. She was like ecstatic. She was like smiling, and it was just like, it was so, and I saw her the next day. She was like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
She was, I'd never thrown a punch in my life, and I got punched in the face, like, hard, and I felt, she's like, there's something about getting hit and survive, like anything like that. You survive it, then you're like, you get the adrenaline, you're like, whoa, dude, that's crazy. Like,
that's why people start doing when I get punched jumping in the and shit.
Yeah, because when I get punched in the face, you're like, oh, it doesn't just knock you fucking silly every time you get hit in the face.
When I was watching it, I was even thinking that, where you're like, I almost would want to try this.
I swear to you, all my life, I was thinking about it.
Yeah,
but
you
want
to see, like, do I have the balance? Do I have the, like, if I'm coordinated, I know how to play some sports, like, I, you know, I'd have to learn how to punch.
Right.
Maybe I'll go fight Lewis in a year.
If you just showed up with all of your
and
money.
And lit up Lewis.
We don't tell Lewis, and I come out of nowhere.
But you're just working with, down there working with American Top Team.
Oh, yeah.
You just really get in it.
It'd be great.
You're down in Florida just fucking working out.
It'd be great if you never show off your body just getting like fucking chiseled, but you stay the same size overall. Yeah. And then you go, it's like, all right, let's do it. You take out the thing, and he's just like fucking a box of muscles.
Hit him like Brad Pitt in Snatch, where you take off your shirt and it's all tatted up.
I haven't had time to shave my back, though.
Yeah. Lewis is like,
a ripped back.
Nate's got Yakuza tattoos covering him.
We should get Lewis. We'll do it where he has to have a surprise fight, and then I'll just come out. And then, like,
it's going to be boxing.
And then just like,
I go, dude, he's
easy
been down
doggy.
There.
Ow, doggy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you, his ground game has improved.
I don't want to go that far. That's where Lewis will.
But your stand-up's just terrible.
Well, I think my stand-up, though, would be...
No, I'm talking about your actual comedy.
Yeah.
Because you're just training too much.
Because I fall off.
Your stand-up, you're like, what's up with when you take a single leg takedown and the guy doesn't go because he sprawls and you got to reposition? And the whole,
you know what I'm talking about, sir, up front.
There's the whole theater's like, what?
I got an old man with his grandchildren watching the show.
You ask crowd work questions that don't make... No one asks him. He goes, what's your MMA record, dude?
Yeah.
Super dirty now. Yeah. Like, he's just like, no.
Sprawl and brawl. What do you think about it?
Oh, Nate just shave his head. Nate just shave his head. Just go full Rogan.
Did Rogan call one?
No.
Oh.
No, he didn't come at all. To the
I called one. I called the round where Lewis.
I would love to call one.
It was very fun. Yeah. I was
that was super fun. I did like three fights. I called.
My voice was gone yesterday because Jay and I were supposed to call the fight between Ellis and Lewis, but I got the call when Lewis was the pinata, and that was very fun because just doing that voice of like Lewis J. Gomez chasing him around the ring.
You got to think too, when Lewis fought, you're like, I don't know, does he have any? Is he on any sleep? Like, is he?
No, he wasn't like in fighting mode that weekend at all.
Yeah, it's like,
but he also has so much adrenaline because it's Skank Fest. It's Lewis. It's his thing.
His moment. I mean, everyone cheering for Lou, and everyone loves Ellis. That's why. That's why that festival is just like a beautiful thing. Like, even when they're like booing someone, it's like they're booing like the character of them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, like, they love Jason Ellis, but they were just cheering for Lewis to win it because
that's what I was gonna say when I go, like when I do it. You know, because it's like we always started together. I'm clean though.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, my shows, honestly, all ages come to my show.
Mm-hmm.
But I go to Skank Fest, like, I don't feel like a loser.
Yeah.
And I would be the loser of that group. But they're not, their fans are just the best.
The best.
No.
And they don't care.
They'd be amped for you to be there.
But it's like, that's always a very nice thing. That's always the thing that shows me how great of a place that is because you're like, it's not like they're just sitting there going, like, no, we only want this
Lewis,
type of comedy.
Jay and Dave.
Yeah. It's like, no, they want all of us.
Man, I'm telling you.
We're all...
Well,
you're selling Entourage. I've been talking about that a lot lately. Everything's got... That's why Entourage did so good. It was friends.
Yeah.
That's what people want. They want to believe that those people hang out. And now no one makes any shows where they believe that anybody's hanging out.
Well, because now they cast it. Everything's casted.
And they don't know these people.
Yeah.
No, yeah, absolutely. That was fucking... It was wild. But you also, like, not to suck your dick on the air hard, but like you like transcend being clean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like
well,
it's not like in the world. Like if they were even saying like, what's like the clean comic, like the top clean comic. I don't even put you in that because it's not like you're a clean comic. You're just fucking funny. That's why Skanks fans like love you. It's got nothing to do with clean or dirty. Just hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. Calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
One of five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Goose.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Funny.
So my first credit was Legion of Skanks.
You and Gaffigan both kill at Skanks.
Yeah,
it's like, it's so weird because the branding seems so much harsher than what it actually is. Like, these people, it's literally the best fans in the world. I think I was personally thanked by every person at the festival. Like, they're just the most
Very gracious, polite, wonderful,
and they're all in. Like, they're there for the comedy.
And they had, like, these yearbooks this year, the Skankfest yearbooks, and everyone was very polite about signing it.
Yeah.
And this year, down 2 rapes to 8.
So that's pretty cool. Well, also, talked about this on Skankfire, which will come out on Thursday. It was convenient that another festival in Houston this weekend had 8 people crushed, and it wasn't Skankfest.
Oh, that's crazy. That was also in Houston, blocks
away.
So we were making, Thursday's show is us coming in hot, making jokes about it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Lewis, how real ass are you?
There was at the hotel a Black Entrepreneurs convention.
There's also high school basketball teams. Mm. It was like the biggest Hilton I've ever seen in my life.
I didn't see that. I didn't see the basketball team.
So they were like, the whites are over there, and then
white in the that tower in the North Tower.
And kids got killed at Astroworld.
It's crazy.
Damn.
A 10-year-old and a 16-year-old.
Oh, man.
Because everybody pushed forward.
Why is your 10-year-old there? Why is your 10-year-old in that crowd?
Because that kid's cool?
Because his parents are 15 years old. And then that's like, you don't, like, it's insane.
Oh, no,
makes me so mad.
I heard that, and I guess that's wrong because the youngest on here is 14, which is, I mean,
borderline,
everybody's so
there,
devastating.
But,
it's 14 to 27 are the ages.
John Hilgert, 14 years old.
And Brianna Rodriguez, 16 years old.
How are they?
But look at this, Jacob, 20.
Yeah, they're
everybody's young.
Everyone's under 30.
Well, like, you saw the thing when he comes out. It looks unreal. Like, it's like, and so everybody loses it.
I don't know who John Hilgert is, but his last name sounds to me like his parents were like, please don't go to
concert. They don't know he went.
Also, if anyone would have been over like 35 or anybody would have been 40 on that list, you would have known the amount of griping they would have done before they got crushed.
No, stop, guys,
come on, chill out.
I'm too old to go to the front.
Yeah. Stop pushing. I don't want to go up front. I'm fine right here.
Isabella just went to Rolling Loud Festival for 3 days, like daytime, come home at night and go back next day.
Yeah.
And she went all 3 days and like She was fine, thank God. But like, it is like scary when they are going. I mean,
that's
her,
just terrible.
She'd call me every
time.
That
girl died. Like, yeah. I mean, that's.
It's weird to have a filter on your picture of, when you're dead. She's got a filter. I mean, that's a filter, right?
Yeah.
I feel like DJ Lou's laughing at the jokes that I want to say.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say them. It's not. She
it
is
could
very
be a
beautiful.
Filter, or she could just be young with makeup on. I mean, sure. You know.
Are people going to start filtering pictures now when they die?
By the way, look at the drip in that fucking death picture, though, huh?
Oh, damn.
I mean, fur, pink fur and Louis Vuitton scarf.
Yeah.
She got that drip.
Yeah, dude.
She had her whole life.
We had John Hilgert, a ninth grade student.
Oh.
That was John Hilgert up there?
No.
He was beautiful.
Yeah, ninth grade.
Damn, dude.
That's awful, man. I mean, then, it's just...
Oh, I've never seen this.
Has he came out...
Is that the video of
it? Has Travis Scott came out at all and been like...
Yeah, but I watched just KFC, the Barstool Minute thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He talked about it, like, and he was just saying... So I have no idea. I'm just going off...
Going off what a guy said.
But he was... He said he hasn't said sorry yet. Like clearly he's not like thrilled
cool
about it. But
yeah.
it's but he hasn't like really been like it was like they
does
were
he,
he was
he
still singing.
That's Kylie the video Jenner I make took, fun of on Skankfire that yeah. I saw a video that morning of him with auto-tune singing as they were pulling bodies out and he's like I love you and they're like get her out.
And Kylie Jenner took a picture with that ambulance going down trying to get through the crowd. She posted a picture and it's insane. An ambulance has just people around them
dancing
time.
On it.
I'm not going to stop rocking out for them.
No, I know, Jacob. Well,
Jacob,
that's not your thing.
Pretty rude.
Jacob, don't laugh at that. Jacob, don't. Jacob.
Yeah, man, that's...
Jacob's not even on the screen.
Man, I would be... I mean, if your kid goes to that and you're...
You just can't let your... You know. But I don't think they know. Like, the parents probably let them go and they don't really know what they're going... You know.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't... I don't know if I know a Travis Scott song. I mean, I'm sure I do, I guess. But I don't know what he does. Like, I wouldn't think it's this.
Sicko mode, dude.
He's Kylie Jenner's baby daddy.
Well, that would be the more...
And a confirmed murderer now.
I don't even... I'm borderline confused on who she is. Like,
yeah, but,
there's just so many where you're
you
like...
Know.
When you're a parent...
You know who
as
she
a parent...
Is.
Kind, but I don't know what she does.
No, I know the name.
I think
I don't
she's
know
a billionaire.
She is. As
and
a
I like that she like kind of made her own thing.
As a parent, though, you know, if Harper's just like, hey, I'm going to go to like Astro World sounds like an amusement park.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're amused by trampling deaths.
Yeah. Yeah.
If humans
Jacob,
can crush,
stop it. Don't laugh at the mean one.
So this was a festival.
Yeah, it was supposed to be
it was
3 days.
Music festival.
And then they
did they
like,
cut the festival after that happened? It was done.
Yeah.
Now they had one more show after this one, but then they got.
Dude, imagine following
in.
That. You're like, ah.
But they let the ambulance sit up front.
Because we're gonna wrap up this.
I didn't
night.
Know when the ambulance is trying to go through the crowd. I don't even know if it's a real picture, but you go like, why are you not going in the front? Like he's like he goes, I'll get there. He's just in the back of there's 100,000 people
goes,
that
Mike,
can't move.
There's gotta be every backstage has like its own fucking full thing.
Hey Mike, you can take the security rodeo.
Yeah.
Let's go right through the crowd. Right
on the window. And I mean, the person is basically in the ambulance.
He just gives a little hug.
Someone's having a heart attack. He goes,
let me get the defibrillator. Him just going through it, him just boom, boom, up onto the
it's too crowded here.
Excuse me.
Guys,
we can get there so much faster if you go around. And he goes, yeah, no, I'll,
what's this?
I thought it was
dancing
on the ambulance.
Yeah.
Is that Astroworld?
Yeah.
Is that when it happened, during the day?
No, that's them getting to the front. How long was the end of the concert?
Enough time to have his shirt off. Let me count his sweat drips.
Well, I mean, Bert Kreischer has his shirt off before he walks out.
You're not
so,
wrong.
You know,
there's no way to tell.
Hey!
Look at that ambulance.
Here you can see as medics and first responders attempt to move through the crowd to get to those who are in cardiac arrest.
But does
people
he know?
Getting on top of
I think if you see an ambulance
vehicles,
in a sea of people,
you should stop and say something about that.
You should probably go,
that.
Yo, what's up? That's
let
like,
them through.
As an audience, and they're on the ambulance.
Yeah, they're
like,
dancing on the ambulance.
Oh that's the video I was telling you.
Right here?
Keep seeing it.
Yeah.
Turn it up.
but it appears to be directly in Travis Scott's line of vision, with Travis Scott continuing to perform. Now, TMZ is reporting that there is a source that claims someone was going around injecting some of the victims with drugs, which led to them becoming incapacitated.
Which is crazy.
They wrote, a source connected to Astroworld tells TMZ someone in the crowd went crazy and began injecting people with some sort of drug, which caused panic. And then,
first of all, to say somebody went crazy and started doing that, you can go crazy and start throwing punches or chairs or something. You don't go crazy and start injecting
surge.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you have to plan this.
Yeah, you have to do that. You have to do this move where you tap the one thing.
No air bubbles.
That's the one thing they probably went through, and they were injecting with a Pfizer shot.
Yeah,
it's like some just like, you
know, I'm doing this for your own good.
You know, you don't even. This is good for you. And they're like, it's the J&J. It's the Johnson Johnson. Oh, and he goes,
dude, surge.
It's bad, dude.
Surge. I didn't need a third shot.
What a funny fucking way. He goes, yeah, let's just go to Astro World and inject everybody from behind.
Yes, well, basically, here's the deal. We're rounding up about 70,000.
They go, come on, man. They go, are you vaccinating? Not yet. He goes, you are now.
Yeah, guess what? Yeah. Don't surge, but
here's,
you just got vaxxed.
Yeah, he signed his card.
You do it. You do it, and you slap him and go, sorry, there was a bee right there.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, thanks. COVID. Your arm might hurt.
Yeah. For, let me know if you feel tired tomorrow.
Hey, by the way, you'll feel free to travel anywhere in 14 days.
But the needle thing, I would want to know, is it, I don't know if that's something, I don't know if I believe.
Yeah.
Like, that's one that you're like,
that's,
well,
like,
wait,
razor blades
let me see
candy.
What, yeah, never happened, by the way.
See?
That's probably the right. Apple, razor blades and apple, there's no sign that this has ever happened.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, I don't even, it's got started somewhere.
And in the candy, too.
Yeah, but they x-ray the candy, but it's, I think it's now, it's like almost like, it just got, grew out to be this big thing. But I don't know. I'm not saying that did not happen. I just would be like, well, let's just look into that.
Yeah.
Because if that happened, that's the scariest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, don't ever go to a concert again.
I mean, what is that guy doing? How's that guy getting through everything?
Also, how many times does he have, because you have a needle, so you go, and then it's done.
Wait, unless he puts something on a tip of something and then...
But everything's the scariest thing at a concert now. It's like, forget getting injected by... 8 people getting injected by a needle. One guy could just get a hotel room nearby and start picking people off in the fucking room.
Oh, yeah. I mean, let them in
what
that
what is
path.
It worth to you? I mean, there's so many concerts that have like crazy, like, terroristic things happen.
Look, at a Skankfest, I stood in the middle of one of these things. And,
you're fine.
I'm fine. Yeah, I did it.
You got right through it, right in that Brooklyn Bazaar.
We don't inject people at Skankfest.
Hell no.
That picture of you standing in the middle of the Wall of Death is one of my all-time favorite pictures, and I can never find it. It's just the crowds parted, and you right there.
Dude, drunk Nate just walking through being like, what are you guys doing, picking teams?
I got there, we'll be fine.
Yeah. You guys just picking teams? What's going on?
What's up?
Up, everybody? And I honestly think everybody's so nice that they did go easy on. They knew, like, I had enough people protecting me.
Yeah.
That's how great the fans, like, they were like, obviously Nate is from the South and he doesn't know what this is.
Yeah. He's not familiar with the Wall of Death, was it called?
Nate's clearly wandered.
Guys, y'all
this.
Can see better from the middle. I don't know.
I'll tell you, it's a thing indicative of the show too. We did, like, you know, I did the metal songs, like Tony Hinchcliffe did Toxicity and that whole thing, and it was like this metal show, and then they were having a hard time tuning for a song, and Jeremiah just started doing an acapella, hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, and they acapella, the audience with an acapella sang the entire all three verses of the song. They all knew every word. I was blown away by it. I don't know any words to it except hey now you're an all-star.
Gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. Besides the whistles, I don't know anything else.
It's cool, man.
It gets colder.
I don't know. I thought I'd join in.
I bet everybody knew it like that.
Yeah. Nope. No. You're
really?
Wrong. I thought that too.
Yeah.
I could do that.
That ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb.
Man, that must have been terrifying to walk by if you just lived in Houston. You go, I think some white supremacist group was singing on a Sunday night. They go, I don't know what kind of rally was happening over on Polk Street.
Yeah. Do you want to know why we're not the cool people, I guess, though? Because I'll tell you what. Two people here know this song, every word, I bet, and that is Christine and Black Love.
I Bet Black Lou knows it.
I Bet Black Lou knows it everywhere. You know every word of this, Lou?
I was singing right
along.
Wait,
we can't, we can't hear you, Lou. Got him.
I don't know every word, but it is one of my favorites. It is. It's a good one.
Yeah. Also, I think I don't like it also because at some point someone's going to be like, Jay looks like Smash Mouth. I think that's why I hate it. And I go, I get it.
All right, I got it. What are
Limp
you?
Biscuit. Thanks to God. All right, everybody.
Fucking
the joke's over.
We got it. What are you getting into tonight? What are you doing tonight?
That stand up for heroes thing.
You're like doing a show.
At the Garden?
No, it's at the Lincoln Center.
Okay.
Then, sorry.
Who's on?
It's John Stewart and Bruce Springsteen. It's like they're, I did it last year. I did a thing in Nashville with them last year. So it's like this Bob Woodruff, and he, it's a thing for veterans. And
Bruce Springsteen's going to play?
Yeah. Yep. He does a whole concert.
It's tonight, Alice Tully.
We
only
do 8 minutes. Nikki Glaser's on it, Donnell, me, Gaffigan.
Oh, thanks for all the bad news. See you later.
Yeah.
That guy who beat you up in high school, the guy who fucked your girlfriend, also is on it. And,
that's pretty cool.
With the Nikki with the guy. Nikki's just really blown up since she lost that dead weight. You know what I mean? The sods.
Donnell Rawlings is an interesting thing. Brandi Carlile.
Well, I got to follow Donnell. I'm worried that he's going to murder. He's a veteran.
Oh, he serves? I didn't know that. I didn't know he serves.
No, I could be making it up now that neither one of you know. But
I wouldn't blow my mind.
I think he's a veteran.
This was the show where Colin Quinn was on it 1 year and Springsteen was there, and Colin did his Springsteen bit in front of Springsteen.
Oh, wow, that's
which
cool.
I think is ballsy, and Springsteen loved it.
Yeah.
But the whole point is just how he's a phony. He's a working class phony.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you're doing a 7-hour concert on a Tuesday, really for the working man. He's like, there's an iron worker in Union, New Jersey missing a thumb because you did a 36-minute version of Rosalita. And he got off and Springsteen was like, hey, man, that's great. You really nailed my balls to the wall.
Brandi Carlile rules.
Yeah. Are y'all doing spots tonight?
No.
I haven't. Me and Christine haven't slept yet.
Yeah. They just got back.
I literally wore this shirt last night.
They were supposed to be on Bobby and I's first flight out at 6:30, and they missed the flight, and then they
We did this kind of flight miss too. It was 4:10. We were leaving at 4:30. Our car was coming to pick up at 4:30, and we're just watching, TV like this, and then just literally fell asleep in our own hands, and then opened them at 5.
Yeah.
Or 5:10. You're like, it's just long enough that we're if we rush now, we won't even make it.
Yeah. Well, so
dude, in that
flight.
And then we got on
the
10
TSA
o'clock.
Line.
Why do you not just take a 10 o'clock flight?
Initially.
We were just trying to get back. We thought we'd just be up all night and just hop on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
We always plan this wrong. I have to go do Skanks after this.
I should have stayed. Yeah. I should have been in Houston today, I think. I think I should have stayed till tomorrow.
I think that's never a bad kind of thing, especially something like this. Let everybody leave. You stay an extra day and just literally sleep.
Sleep.
Yeah, don't. I'm not a big, I won't, or I'll take the latest flight possible.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll always take the first flight.
No, I don't. I don't. It just doesn't. Me and Laura's the same way, so it works. But I'll never try. That's even something. We have a bus now. I'll even just drive through the night, and you wake up at noon.
Oh, it's great.
Because it's otherwise you're dude, the whole day's kind of jacked the next day. If you get 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
You go on a plane.
Yeah.
If you don't fall asleep on the plane, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Man, that travel talk is our Wendy's What's Fresh. That's right. That's the fresh way to travel, brought to you by Wendy's. Right now at Wendy's, try their brand new fries for yourself. Guaranteed to be hot and crispy, or they'll replace them. It's pretty awesome.
I dip my fries in a Frosty.
It's the best.
It's one of the best things ever.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
And that's the...
You had a Frosty Chino, didn't you?
Loved it.
Ooh. Did you have one, you said?
Loved it. Had it morning radio when I was doing Tempe Improv.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it. That was our Wendy's What's Fresh. You have to go, don't you? You have to go do this show.
Yeah, I got to go do this show.
Damn. All right. Well, have fun at Lincoln Center.
Always such a treat to be able to have you here.
At the Lincoln
Center. I know.
How long are you in town for?
You leave tomorrow? I leave tomorrow morning. But they're, it was just coming in for this.
I'm so happy you could come by and hang out for a little bit.
You're going to go rage with the boss?
We're going to see how the night goes.
Nate, dude, knowing Nate, he's going to be like, man, you guys are going to think this is crazy. Bruce Springsteen's a big fan.
Start drinking again.
Yeah.
Get after it.
I'm also in the E Street band.
I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna call you and Sophie. He got guys. I am back.
I am hammered.
Guess what? I'm available for all Skank Fest going forward.
I like offering weird things too. He goes, hey, would you mind taking DJ Lou backstage? He wants to get drunk and make it weird with Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, yeah, he did. That'd be cool. You can bring him back. Dude.
You don't even know. You're the soundtrack of my life. You're the fucking soundtrack of my life.
I raced cars because of you.
It was fucking
Thunder Road.
You're the fucking
Thunder Road.
The joy you bring. I don't know.
10th Avenue freeze out. I fucking love you. You want to know how I know Skankfest was the best event last night? 8 people were killed at the Astroworld event in Houston, but every comic last night killed at Skankfest. Well, Brock's not wrong.
Yeah.
Brock McCrock. Well, by the way, you really set Dan up there, Christine. You just brought that up almost as to say, hey, read this, and then it's a probably too soon joke at the end.
Yeah.
Then he goes, hashtag probably too soon. Okay,
I should have led with that.
Yeah, you forgot.
He goes, man, and isn't it funny when 10-year-olds die?
Support,
right, guys. We'll be right back.
Don't forget to support the Stand Up for Heroes, everybody.
Stand Up for Heroes. Also, check out the Nateland podcast.
No, I don't know. I'm joking about that.
But I'm serious. Check out Nateland podcast.
Check out the tour dates. We just announced a bunch more dates today.
Good luck getting tickets. So. I bet they're already sold out. Nate
They're not.
NateBargatze.com.
That's great. All the makeup dates.
Oh, you're just all like slammed. This weekend, one more show. Yeah.
Just added to Royal Oak Music Theater in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Yeah, fuck you, Mark Ridley.
Yeah, Saginaw, Missouri?
Yeah.
I like going through your dates and cursing out, telling them to go fuck the club that I have to go play.
Nashville. All right, Zanies.
What's up? Opry House. Suck a dick, Opry House. Yeah. You for pussies.
Yeah. I go to Zanies.
Zane doll.
I got a great. Hey, theater at the Ace Hotel. Blow my nuts. I'll be at the comedy
That's
store.
Just a hotel room. I do a show in a hotel room. It looks grander than it is.
That's funny. Oh, he goes, although it is a private event for Jeff Bezos in his room.
But don't be weird with me.
Nate. A fucking generational talent, I've called you recently.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard that. Right. A generational talent.
That's unbelievable.
One of the best working. And I love you. And thank you so much for being here.
I love
you. Enjoy Stand Up for Heroes.
Thank you.
Tell Bruce Springsteen, Lou said, go fuck yourself.
Whoa. I'll tell him, crackle, crackle.
Way.
Hey.
We'll be right back. It's The Bonfire.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.